More You Talk Now.
Yes, Katie from U Talk, Steve from U Talk. Topic tonight is, it's great. I love it. It's all about respect.
That good respect. Old song.
Yes, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
You can play that anywhere and everybody will start singing and dancing. It's just one of those songs.
But I like what she says. The Queen of Soul says right at the top of the chorus, she spells it out, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. So what does respect really mean?
It's a good question.
What does it mean to you?
It means treating everybody the way that you want to be treated. And, you know, everybody deserves to be treated with respect because we're all human beings. We all have feelings, you know, we all breathe. Like you, and yes, respect has to be earned, but also respect needs to be given, you know, like.
I like how you said that. We're all human beings and we all breathe. It's like, okay, so can we be human and not breathe, or can we breathe and not be human? I mean, that's just kind of an interesting way to roll it out.
No,
but hey,
like every living thing. I mean, animals deserve respect. Like anything that breathes, any breathing living thing deserves respect.
That's true. Absolutely.
You know, we should all treat anybody with respect.
And especially today, humans. We need to start respecting each other. You know, there's huge unrest happening right now. I mean, especially across the United States, but we see it in other countries. And it's a multi-level, very complex thing. I'm not going to try to oversimplify things, but I'm convinced right at the core, at the very core of all this unrest is a complete, total, general lack of respect.
Mm-hmm.
People don't respect one another. They don't respect somebody else's view. They don't treat each other in a positive way. I think that's part of respecting. Respecting somebody is treating them in a dignified way. Treating them, that's what it means to respect. I'm going to not honor you, but I'm going to treat you in a dignified way, whether you're a person that's homeless. And of course, you know, we've done this event for homeless teens in Hollywood that we call the Rockin' Red Christmas Experience. I hope we can do it this year. Who knows with the pandemic? But, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about that now. When you watch them come in and they're wondering how they're going to be treated. And these people, these are young adults that are living on the streets. And, you know, we give them this meal. It's like a holiday meal, like you'd get it at your house or my house. And we bring celebs in. We have music and we have a program. And they're treated with dignity. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter whether they're in style. It doesn't matter, frankly, what they smell like. And that may sound kind of crude, but it doesn't matter because we want to treat them with respect. We want to give them some dignity because of the way we're treating them. And of course, the big thing there is giving them new shoes, new jackets, mm-hmm. and backpacks. And I love that event because you see them lifted. And I think that's what happens when you respect somebody. It's their spirits are lifted. Their body language changes. They're just different people.
So basically you're saying respect is just treating somebody in a positive way that acknowledges them for who they are as a person. It's
exactly.
Just that simple.
It's that simple. It's, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. If I cut my arm, you cut your arm, whoever, Larissa cuts her arm, whoever it is, our blood's all the same color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're humans and everybody. It's, you know, it's important, I think, to show respect towards someone in spite of how they may look, what they believe, their traditions, respecting their feelings. You know, that's a big thing. Everybody has a right to feel the way they feel. Now, we may not approve of it necessarily. We may not agree with it. We may say to ourselves, I don't understand what you're feeling, but you're entitled to feel that way. You're entitled to wish for certain things. I think it's really respect. Part of it is valuing somebody else's mm-hmm. point of view. And man, we need that in our culture today.
Yeah, we really do.
We really need to start valuing other people's point of view, because it doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to approve of it necessarily, but you can accept it.
We had a comment that said their friend was homeless and feared people would judge him. Feared a friend would judge him, but she didn't. See, that's great. She respected him as a person.
Exactly. Everybody, like you said, I got a picture on it a little bit, but somebody who's human and breathing, but everybody deserves respect. And think about this. If we were to start valuing other people, how would that change our world? How would that start just with that person? How would that change that person? That could be huge. I mean, absolutely huge for that one person. You know, we have a buddy here at UTalk who is hugely successful, owns a magazine and owns a record label, and he's a successful businessman and stuff. And he was driving, his name's Kevin. We're going to get him on the show one of these times. He was driving through LA one day a few years ago and saw all these homeless people, and he couldn't relate to it. So he decided, nobody paid him, there was no benefit necessarily to him. He decided, I'm going to live as a homeless person for a month.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy that he did this. Totally changed his point of view. Now he is sold out in this particular case, trying to help homeless people. He does different events and virtual concerts, and he's an awesome guy. He's a great guy, and I love what he's doing. But putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah, I think sometimes that's what it takes, because it's like you're judging somebody and you're like, oh, it can't possibly be that bad. And then you really see what their life is like and you realize like, wow, I totally misjudged them and I need to start respecting them for the challenges they're going through and what they've done in their life.
I like what somebody just made a comment and said, listen with your heart. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's huge. You know, that empathy. I was talking to a friend the other day and I said, I can't tell you I understand everything you're going through, because I don't. I've never gone through it, but I feel your pain, I feel your struggle, and I empathize with you. I want you to know I'm here with you and I support you, because I know this is a tough time. And honesty, you know, when you can respect honestly, you know, we live in a world that just... we're always picking on people. Bullying. I mean, that's a huge issue of lack of respect. You know, on the bully's part, you know, it just is relentless. And especially right now during the pandemic, so many people are online and I'm just seeing some awful mean stuff. I mean, I haven't been picked on. I don't know about you, but I haven't been picked on or trolled or anything else, thankfully. But I'm seeing some mean stuff going, how can you say this to somebody? I mean, are you crazy?
I've seen some really mean comments people are leaving and stuff they're saying, and people are making videos about, you know, how people are being so mean to them. And it's like, you know what, if you don't like me and you don't have nice things to say, then just get off my social media, because I don't want to put up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just walk away, go pick on somebody else. But I guess this kind of brings us to another part of respect. You got to respect yourself.
I think that's the biggest issue with people
before
that don't
you can
have respect.
Somebody else. Mm-hmm. I really think that's huge, because how can you respect somebody else? And I would challenge those in our audience today. Can you look in the mirror and say, I respect me? Now, it sounds kind of weird. I know. Just bear with me, guys. Okay. I'm not saying, you know, that you have to approve of everything that about who you are and what you do. I mean, apparently you do or you wouldn't do it, but we all have things we need to change, okay? Whether it's losing weight, gaining weight, whatever it happens to be. But being able to look in the mirror, can you, and say, I respect myself. Watch this. I value myself.
That's one of the hardest things to do. And now... like, how do you get, like, if you just totally hate yourself and you're just bullied everybody else and just so mean, how do you learn to respect yourself? How do you build that up so that you love yourself and respect yourself and value yourself so that you can do the same for other people?
Ooh, that's good. Well, here's an idea. I don't know. I'll throw this out there. What about go on your laptop or on your phone or something and get your notepad out and make a list of everything that you like about yourself? You know, it's hey guys, We're excited to see some of our friends joining us. This is cool. But list the thing, and it sounds kind of weird, but do it. What do you like about yourself? Well, I mean, maybe you can sing really well, or maybe you can paint, or maybe it's athletics, or storytelling, or writing, or cooking, or whatever. But list all these things. I hope there's a bunch of them that you like about yourself. You could put the things you don't like, but I right now I would prefer you just put the things you like, because then you can start valuing yourself. You can say, I like this about me. You know, I like me. I got some stuff I want to change. I got some stuff I should change, but I like me. I value me. And you know what happens when you value yourself? You treat yourself differently.
Yep. And in that way, you treat your relationships differently. You treat your job differently. Mm-hmm. You treat everything about your life differently, because you have a totally different viewpoint of yourself and everyone around you. And that completely changes you.
It really does. It you know, and you look at people different. I mean, here's one for you. I speak at events and schools and everything, and I was at one. I won't mention where, because I don't want this to be traced back to somebody. But this guy comes up to me afterwards, and he wants to talk. Now, I'm having the hardest time concentrating on what he's saying. He's got a very interesting hairstyle, which is fine. I mean, I'm kind of limited on what I can do. I either keep the curly stuff, you know, and just cut the fro down, or I shave my head, and I've been told that this head is not meant to be bald, so I'll leave it, you know, at that. But, you know, this guy, okay, the hair thing, and then he had a car antenna attached to his shoulder and going straight up, and I'm looking at him, and then he had body mod. I've seen body mod before, and, you know, he had some sleeves and stuff, but what really got me was he had this silver thing, highly polished, that is about the size of a pencil, and it went through his nose, and then the ends were bent around and sharpened and pointing out.
Okay, whatever. So
I'm thinking, right? It's like, okay, you know, my first thought is, how does he blow his nose, you know? And then my second thought is, if he doesn't like what I'm saying, is he going to ram me because he's got like these horns, you know? But I worked hard because I realized that's not who he is. And that's the other thing about respect. You got to go beyond the surface. This is just the shell. What's, you know, somebody mentioned earlier about listen with your heart. We got to listen with our heart and look at somebody from the heart. So it's so important to respect. And I have found, and this is another hard thing, is, you know, you hear people say, well, respect is earned, yes, but respect is given, yes. So maybe what we do is we give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We respect everybody, whether we agree with them or disagree with them, whatever their tradition is, whatever their lifestyle is, whatever, whoever they are, music they listen to. You know, we could go on and on and on. But really respect them. Give them the benefit of the doubt, because what we would expect back is respect.
A good example of that is like when you're in school. Your professors always tell you, like the beginning of the semester, everybody's starting with an A. And it's up to you whether that A stays or not.
Cool.
So it's like, if you look at it that way, okay, everybody you meet, you start off with giving them respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longer you know them, if they do something where they really don't deserve it, then you should still respect them, but they kind of earned where they're not getting as much respect as when you first met them.
You still treat them. I like that. Great, great illustration. You treat them as a human. You treat them as a valued person. Everyone has value. Whether it's the you know, the guy on the stage that has a, you know, a bazillion followers on Insta, or whether it's the girl living in the street, everybody has value. And we need to treat them that way. And, you know, what happens is when we can treat everyone with respect, even if we don't get it back, that reciprocal thing, that shows the character that we have, the kind of person we are. And I don't know about you. I don't know about, you know, those that are joining us today on the show. I want to be that kind of person. I want to be that kind of person that respects everyone, that will listen to everyone. And, you know, I think that's part of respecting is listening, not just with our ears, but as somebody in the audience said, with our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could, I really believe we could see this world changed. And this comes back to something you said earlier on, which is actually called the golden rule.
You treat everybody how you want to be treated. And if we did that, I think the world would really change. It's so simple. Do you want to be treated with respect? Of course you do. Do you want to be treated like a human? Yes, you do. Do you want your words to be heard? Do you want to be valued? Yes, you do. So why are you not going to do that to someone else?
Well, you want your feelings to be understood as best as possible. It's funny. I was just thinking about my neighbor across the street. I don't know how we got in the conversation one time, but I was talking about that very thing. And he goes, Steve, stop. I said, what, Lloyd, what? He goes, if we all did that, the world would be different. I said, yeah.
It really would.
It really would. It would be totally different. And that's about respecting, you know. And again, I just want to remind people that it isn't about approving of something about somebody. It's accepting them. Accepting them just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people are just reaching out. They're reaching out. And I could give countless examples. You know, when I speak at schools, especially, I have people coming up and they'll make these absolutely bizarre comments. Like it's like they want to freak me or something, or, you know, throw me off. Or, I mean, I remember, I might have told the story before. I had one girl at school come up to me after the assembly and she goes, hey, Russo. I go, what? She goes, why do you hate teenage girls so much that have babies? I went, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, how do you respond to that? So the best thing I could come up with was asking her, do you have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had a conversation, you know, and unpack things. And really what she was looking for was respect. Mm-hmm. I could have, you know, said all kinds of things. And I tried to respect her. I really did. I tried to value her. I tried to encourage her about good choices she had been making and what she told me about what she wanted to do in the future and on and on and on. And the cool thing for me was I got some very positive feedback. Because when we kind of got done with the conversation, she goes, hey, Russo. I said, what? She goes, you really mean what you say. And I said, what's that? Well, she goes, at the very beginning of the assembly, right after you played drums, you said, told us you loved us. She goes, that's pretty obvious. Thanks, dude. She walked away. But, you know, there again, it's, I think sometimes people say things just, it's kind of like throw it out there and see if it sticks. Is anybody really listening to me? And will they respect me for who I am? Will they walk with me? Will they have, and it isn't a one-time thing, guys. You see that in our culture right now. This isn't going to be solved with a one-time thing. It's literally walking with somebody else. You can't necessarily put their shoes on, but you can walk with them. You can try to understand. You've got to listen with your ears and with your heart.
Yeah.
Treat them like you want to be treated. That is huge. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because that is a major tenet in every major religion in the world. Everyone has something that is very similar to the golden rule. I mean, in essence, it's the same thing. Well, why do you think that is? It is. It's huge. It's very huge. I really want to encourage those of you that are with us today to work hard at respecting others, valuing them as a human being. But will you start with yourself? Maybe sometime in the next couple days after you watch this or you hear this, look in the mirror and ask yourself honestly, nobody else around. I mean, shut the bathroom door, whatever, go down the hall, wherever it is you need to go. Look in that mirror and say, do I respect myself? And if you don't, ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I want to go down that path.
It's a hard process to go through.
Oh, it really is. It's a very hard process. And, you know, we all should be growing constantly. I think that's a key thing at the core of living, at the core of being a human being, is are we growing? You know, I want to grow. I want to be different. I want to change. I frustrate myself sometimes. You know, I'll talk to myself. I don't know if you do this. And those of you that are in the audience, maybe you do this too. It's like, Steve, why did you do that? You know you don't want to do that. You know you shouldn't have done that. Why do you do that? Of course, Katie, you probably never do that, right?
No, never.
Never. Yeah.
Well, I mean, almost every day, but you know, I never do it. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. I look around sometimes. I go, I hope nobody saw that. I hope they don't know. Okay. But seriously, respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to respect yourself and then transfer that respect. It may come back to bite you. You know, you may not get that response you want, but I think you can have that aha experience.
Yep.
And say, okay, you know what? I showed that person respect. I valued them, their humanity. I think a friend of mine who's a researcher said, he gave me some stats, and one of them is less than 25% of young adults value being human and value life. I think it was 19%, only 19%
value life. Only 19% value life, yeah.
And then I think it was only 23% understand what it means to be human and value that. I kind of got that twisted around, but I think you all can pick up what I'm saying. Super important, super, super important. So, well, we hope this has been helpful to you. It's something that we could probably talk a lot about. Different ways, different situations. I mean, there's tons of stories. I know you could tell, Katie, there's tons of stories I could tell when we haven't been respected, we haven't been valued. And that hurts. You know, when that happens, that really hurts. So please reach out to us. Katie, are there ways? I mean, obviously we do this. This show is every week and we want you to join us. We want you to tell our friends, follow us at You Talk Radio right up the top of the screen. But Katie, is there other ways where they could reach out to us?
Yeah, we're on social media across the board at You Talk Radio. You can direct message us on any of them. We'll get back to you. You can send us a text message. Text the word You Talk, U-T-A-L-K, with your comment or question or whatever you want to say to 411-247. You can call us.
Yes, it's 855-508-UTALK. And again, I'm glad you spelled it out because we haven't yet until you did. U-T-A-L-K. So it's like the letter U with the word talk. And you will get voicemail, okay? I can't say that we're sitting there 24-7. But leave us a message on how we can get a hold of you. We will get back to you because You Talk is all about you talking to us. So please reach out to us.
You can go to the website, utalkradio.com, and there's ways to contact us on there as well.
Oh, we can get email. We're here for you. We're here for your friends. You Talk Again is all about you talking to us.
This is You Talk Radio.